Hey, everybody. Thank y'all for joining me today here with My Gospel Soul, Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. All right, today I want to talk to y'all a little bit about the history of fitness. You know, a lot of people get it confused. You know, they don't really know where it all started or when it all started, but you know, everything has a beginning. And a lot of times, people don't understand there's always a beginning to something you've done in the past, especially fitness, a little bit of everything, you know. So, to a little bit about the history of fitness, you know, because it's good to always know where it all come from to get started in something that you've been doing or have wanted to do for a long time. Now, One of the oldest fitness or solid records of fitness, believe it or not, would be yoga. Yoga has been going on in the Middle East, Far East, originating in India for a long time. It was practiced early as 3300 B.C., and it's uncertain exactly as to where the origin came from, you know. But it is a history of, you know, since the beginnings, this was both body and mind has branched out into countless forms of yoga. Yoga, you know, has a lot to do with elongating. I call it like a stretching. It's a advanced stretching technique for the muscles and body, you know. So it's a good thing to do. A lot of people don't get into it because it requires a lot of concentration. It requires your body to go be put in through different, forms and techniques that your body's not used to, which will cause, you know, a lot of times you have to concentrate to get in these moves or these positions because it ain't something you can just jump off into unless you've been doing it for a long time. But you know, fitness compared to what it used to be back in the day, how it used to be, you know, is a lot different now than it was back then. And if it's something that you want to do or get into, you know, they have videos, they have classes, certain places that teach you yoga. Something that really I would recommend people getting into, especially if they just want to relax and let their bodies just go through some transformations that they've never seen before, you know. So I think it would be a great idea if somebody was to get involved in yoga. Now, yoga has been around a long time, but you know, there are other techniques or other styles of exercise that people have been using for a long time, especially like in the Mediterranean region, you know, such as Sparta. You know, they used to take boys from the age of 7. Training involved fitness and combat practice in tandem with competitive athletic games. And girls were made to train alongside boys in an effort to develop healthy mothers of warriors. So, you know, it's been around a long time. Now, they say in Spartan culture, both boys and girls, men and women, were expected to maintain a healthy diet and engage in athletic training as a duty and a zealous drive of excellence. So, it was made for them to exercise and get in shape and stay on strict diets. And they had to stay on strict diets in order to maintain their bodies, to maintain their energy, to be able to go out here and fight. Which is really no different than what they do now. In order for a person to get into if a person wants to lose weight or build muscle, tone up, whatever the case may be, You have to go into a strict diet. Me personally, I don't call them diets. I call them meal preparation or meal planning, because diet is like really a strong word to me. But now, even now, you have to go into these long, strict diets in order to maintain and get your body to where you want it to be. And getting your body where you want it to be is a hard thing if you don't have discipline. But just so think if you was back in those times when they had Sparta and all the other stuff, it was something you had to do. There was nothing about it that you couldn't do. You had to do it, whether it's man or woman, boy or girl. So people got to understand that fitness has been around for years and years and years to come. But just think about fitness now. You know, an average walk, most people don't want to walk. Back in the day, people walked miles and miles. People now in certain places of Africa still do a lot of walking. No cars, because they're trying to get to a certain destination with water, food, or whatever the case may be. Fitness is an important thing. Now, I ain't going to lie to you, when I was in the Army, man, we had some guys that was in there that was from Jamaica or Africa. Man, you talking about them boys could run? Man, them boys run like gazelles. And they get out there and run to death. You know, they'll run two miles in 10 minutes, you know, or less, you know, which was crazy because me, shoot, I was trying to barely keep up with 14, 15 minutes. But, you know, shoot, them guys were, you know, are made to run and stay in shape within the game. But, you know, it shouldn't be that problem here in the States. We should want to stay in shape. We should want to stay healthy, because staying in shape keeps you around for a longer period of time. And staying in shape helps a lot of people to get rid of or help fight a lot of these ailments that are out here in the world. A lot of people don't realize exercise is the key to a lot of things out here in the world. A lot of things. Think about it. When you see these movies, these Asian guys are completely, you know, you see the older guy, the Asian guy, he's like into, he's the master. But his beard is almost down to his feet. He looks like he can barely walk. But he's just as good as anybody else that was like this doing any kind of martial arts or whatever it may be. They lived a long time because of the nutrition is tight. They constantly working out. And I don't discredit this. I don't what's the word? I don't take none from nobody, no matter the race. Everybody needs to work out a lot in order to maintain a healthy body or a healthy lifestyle. You want to maintain your healthy lifestyle. You want to create a good healthy lifestyle if you don't have one. You have a lot of people that are sedentary, that like to sit around and just watch TV all day, eat ho-hos and bun-buns. And they could be out walking to the mailbox, walking to the corners, just walking down the street in general, just walking around the block, talking, conversating. And it would be good to get out and conversate with your family, your daughter, your son, your grandson, your dog, whatever, and just have a healthy conversation if you with your family or with your dog. You know, get your dog out to walk, because your dog on that side too. Just letting him out in the yard ain't gonna help him out, you know, take him for a walk. And exercise is a big key in today's life, especially now. Back then it was very important, it's important now. And we as individuals or humans or people shouldn't take that for granted. Because exercise is the key to a lot of things out here in this world. You know, I know right now people sitting in their house, they all shut in because of this coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. I think themselves and get their mindset and get themselves in some kind of shape in order to maintain and sustain a healthy lifestyle. If you don't do nothing but curl water bottles or just do regular squats in your house or walk in place while you're watching TV or a few jumping jacks or step jacks, however you want to call it, you know, anybody want to do some video, you can contact me and I'll Skype you or Zoom you or whatever the case may be. and we can get together and do some exercises in your home, stuff I can teach you that you can do in your home, because, you know, I can tell you all day about what you can use in your home to do workouts, but ain't no guarantee that you're going to do it right. Ain't no guarantee that you're going to do it at all. But, it would feel better if you needed somebody to Skype with that can help you with your exercises, help you get in some kind of shape. Don't be afraid to ask somebody for help. Worst thing you can do is not know and then be afraid to ask for help. You could have easily go out and hurt yourself. You could have easily just asked somebody, gotten it right, gotten a healthy lifestyle, and where you hurt yourself. So I think it's very important that you take time out, for one, ask your doctor if it's okay, if you have any kind of underlying ailments, you're taking any kind of medications, what's keeping you from exercise. You need to know those things. You can contact the doctor and find out, do you have those ailments or problems or issues? Will your medication prevent you from losing or gaining weight? No, because sometimes there are some medicines out there that will prevent you from losing weight. Some medicines put weight on you. So you have to be careful and always ask your doctor for permission before you jump into a regular workout. I don't care who the trainer is. You need to ask your doctor first, because that's priority. A trainer is not a doctor. We are not doctors. We may have a general knowledge of some things, but we don't have a full knowledge of all things. Me personally, if somebody comes to me with a medical issue, if it's a medical issue, I can't address the situation because I have no clue. But if you come to me about a fitness issue or a fitness concern as far as straining the muscle or what caused you to strain that muscle or what happened in order for you to strain that muscle, okay, I can probably direct you and tell you or show you what you did wrong to get that muscle to strain. But just remember, trainers are not doctors. I've never proclaimed to ever be a doctor, ever in my life. But I've always tried to help people. If I don't know the answer, I will go get the answer. If I have to contact somebody I know, outside source, I had somebody ask me one time on the show, they text me and asked me about what if their back hurt. I said, you got to be more specific about the question. I can't just answer a question as, why, what if my back hurts? That's not a direct question as far as what's wrong. You're not telling me what the issue is, what caused the back to hurt. You're just saying, what if my back hurts? So my answer to them was, you need to go see a doctor, because I'm not that doctor. But today my point was to get with you and let you guys know that fitness is a key point. Fitness has been around for years. Take advantage of it. Right now, especially with this shutdown, is a good time to take advantage of yourself into a healthier lifestyle. Get yourself into a healthier lifestyle. I can't express that enough. Get yourself in a position to where you are in great shape. Get into a healthier lifestyle. Eat right. And understand, I said this about fitness, probably history, because fitness has been around for a long, long time. And fitness is around, should be around for a long, long time. So now, if you have any questions or concerns, you can call me at 662-497-6807, or you can hit me at my email, fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Today, a little bit of history and a little bit of knowledge about fitness and where it comes from. If you have any questions or concerns, you can please call me or contact me at any given time. I will help you and assist you any way I can. If you'd like to get on Skype and we work out, I can do that too. So thank you for joining me today. And thank my gospel soul for allowing me to be here. And I'm Trainer Ray, and I'm out.